With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iran firing missiles into Israel and the Israeli military, ordering residents to remain either in or close to bomb shelters. Israel and the U.S. have warned there would be severe consequences in the event of an attack on Israel from Iran, which backs the terrorist group Hezbollah in Lebanon. Iran reportedly has said the missile attacks are retaliation for the Israeli attacks on Hezbollah and Hamas. U.S. military presence in the form of ships and aircraft have been positioned in the region to assist Israel in the event of an attack from Iran. The Southeast U.S. reeling after Hurricane Helene. Asheville resident Carrie Owenby says the damage is unbelievable.
I mean, I went over to the hospital. There's no running water there. They're giving out MRE meals. They're like toilets are full. They aren't able to flush them, giving out bottles of water, which I think we're getting low on here also. Trees on houses everywhere, down power lines. The whole River Arts District is completely still submerged. Just devastating.
The death toll stands at nearly 140. Emergency workers have been clearing roads, restoring power, and reaching those still stranded. Also at SRNnews.com, 36 ports across the eastern U.S. are on strike. A strike over wages and the port's use of automation. Some progress has been reported in negotiations for a new contract. The vice presidential debate tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Republican J.D. Vance facing Democrat Tim Walz. The Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel are offering a simulcast of tonight's CBS News presidential debate. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are rushing to the southeast.
Hurricane Helene has killed scores of people and done billions of dollars in damage in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and other states. Now Christian ministries are responding with both temporal and spiritual aid. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in the storm zone, as is the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Southern Baptist Relief, Convoy of Hope, and the Salvation Army. Recovery will cost millions of dollars and will likely take months, if not years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The most important holidays on the Jewish calendar fall on October this year. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, starts at sundown on Wednesday, October 2nd, and continues through the evening of Friday, October 4th. It marks the start of the Jewish High Holidays, a 10-day session that ends with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Yom Kippur is more somber and spiritual than Rosh Hashanah. This is SRN News. A new report says nearly half of Haiti's population has experienced crisis levels of hunger.
The report by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification says nearly half the Haitian population is experiencing crisis levels of hunger, but that nearly 6,000 people are actually starving. Jean Yonel, the father of seven children, says that every day he has to fight to get his children food. He says what would normally feed one person has to feed 10. What accounts for most of the hunger is gang violence, gangs that block roads and prevent farmers from delivering goods and nonprofits from delivering aid. I'm Donna Porter.
Hundreds of firefighters in southern Greece battling for a third day a large wildfire that has killed two people and devastated a large forested area. It's burning through the mountains of Corinthia in the Peloponnese region. More details at srnnews.com.